Right here in the Constitution, it says that the government runs on appropriations made by law. So how come the departing Congress failed to pass most of the regular appropriations to run the government?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Last Wednesday, President Bush signed the last bill sent to him by the 109th Congress. It was, as you might expect, a bill that featured renewed tax cuts. Also, as you might expect, opening the Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas drilling. But appropriations for 9 out of 11 agencies, Defense and Homeland Security were the exceptions, were left on the cutting room floor. The bulk of the government was left to subsist on a stopgap spending authority called a continuing resolution. That allows the departments to spend at the same rate and for the same purposes as last year. That is not without cost. Agencies can't start needed new programs nor scrap unneeded old programs. The Justice Department can hire needed new attorneys and may have to furlough some of its current employees. The Energy Department may have to lay off 960 employees. The FBI may have to lose 500 agents. The Department of Veterans Affairs is $3 billion short of what it needs to maintain current services. This, according to the Washington Post, which also found a federally funded hospital in Perris, California, unable to buy $400,000 in equipment. Another casualty of frozen appropriations is a $3 million item for AIDS and homelessness programs in San Francisco. Yes, it is supported by Speaker-in-Waiting Nancy Pelosi. And yes, Ways and Means Chairman-in-Waiting Charles Rangel supports a $3 million item to establish a Center for Public Service at City College in New York. But these are small items in huge appropriations bills. The current continuing resolution for the year started on October 1st runs until February 15th. The new Congress convenes on January 4th. It is not likely that 9 appropriations will be adopted and signed by President Bush in 8 weeks. But not to worry. They can always pass another continuing resolution. This is Daniel Shore.